We just heard a story about the government's successful efforts to locate and identify the remains of some Korean war troops. Now we hear from families of other missing service members who are still waiting. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The mood at the Marriott in Bellevue, Washington is lively, considering the reason that people have gathered here. It's going to be a long day. From 7:30 in the morning until 5 this evening, the families packed into this ballroom will be briefed on what the government is doing to recover the remains of their loved ones. But first, one by one, they stand up to remember those they've lost.
My name is Marcia Welch, and I would like to remember my husband, Robert John Welch. He went down in January 16, 1967. I was 30, and he was almost 41.
It's a chance for many to tell the story of their loved one to fresh ears, to offer support and friendship to those who share a similar loss.
I live in Port Angeles, Washington, so if any of you ever come through there, want to say hi, it's under M. Welch in the phone book, and I'd love to have you see his little mini farm that I bought for him 50 years ago. 5 acre, but it's precious home, sweet home. So hopefully someday he'll be there.
Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency Director Michael Linnington has only been on the job 10 months, but tells the families he considers this the most important duty he's ever had.
Accounting for those that chose to serve our nation, went to war, and never came home is the ultimate responsibility, I believe.
For widows like Welch, who's 80, there's more hope than in the past. A simple cheek swab from a family member now can provide enough DNA to identify remains. In 2015, the agency identified 72 service members' remains, but it has hundreds more in boxes whose identities aren't known. And Linnington says some remains are still out there.
Especially in Southeast Asia, time has not been on our side. The acidic nature of the soil, the difficulty of grabbing witnesses to the incidents, and putting those difficult cases together from the Vietnam War has always been a challenge.
Even all these years later, government secrecy can still get in the way of helping families determine what happened to their loved ones.
My name is Carolyn Gill, and my father is Tech Sergeant Moen A. Holland.
Holland was sent to Laos in 1968. His family is still trying to learn what his mission was and what happened to him.
And I'm begging you not to close my father's case. Technology, DNA, everything changes all the time. And I just say, don't ever give up. We've not given up, and we expect our government to do the same.
Linnington, the agency director, was an Army officer for more than 3 decades. The warrior ethos about never leaving a fallen comrade drives him and many of his staff. But ultimately, Linnington knows some families will never get the answers they seek.
Our mission is to provide the fullest possible accounting for our missing personnel to the families and our nation. We also know we'll never really achieve full accounting for all of our missing personnel because many of them that are missing are in places that we know they are unrecoverable, deep in the ocean.
Few of the families in this Marriott ballroom seem to be ready to give up hope that some connection to their loved one's story will be found, which is a big part of the reason the agency holds events like this one. It's an opportunity for families to ask questions, to talk about their loved ones, and for the government to reaffirm its commitment to the missing. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
Our stories on the military and veterans are part of the American Homefront Project. It's a national collaboration with NPR, KUOW, WUNC in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and KPCC in Los Angeles.